Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Dude, it's like, if you know those things that the doctors bang on the desk and then they hold up to your ear and you can only hear it because it's vibrating really fast?
Tuning fork?
Yeah, it's like that, but if you stuck it in your pee hole.
Sup, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the first person in my life to describe putting a tuning fork up to your pee hole. He's the Mandarin Floridian at Siege.
I had no idea we were on. Good morning. It's almost midnight. Never mind.
It's funny. I sent you something on social media earlier today, and it took you a while to get to it. I was like, oh, he's not awake yet. It's only 3 p.m. his time or whatever it was.
True. Very true. It was too early.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that, though, buddy?
Okay. We'll get to it here in a minute. I got a gift from Siege in the mail, and it was wonderful, and I hate every ounce of it, but the intent I love, but I hate the product. Brandon, obviously missing in action because it's not 26 minutes into the podcast yet, so okay. And the first person in my... Nope, that's you. And behind the scenes helping us out and schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. If you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com.
Yes, all of that. We did get one message, just a quick little message from the person at the sticker company that I use. It's called Graffiti Machine. Tiffany at Graffiti Machine. She printed up the last stuff that I had given out, a whole bunch of stickers for the Pokemon Go giant festival thingy here in Miami with Nerd Talk Plus stuff on it. And she listened to the show. She thought we were funny as hell. So
well, that's very sweet. Tiffany. Thank you. That's great. Speaking of funny, report of person stabbed outside Saigon Deli.
Oh,
right down the street from me. That's where Brandon went to get a banh mi when he was here. So that's pretty.
That's awesome.
Pretty great.
Is it still daylight?
No, it's nighttime here now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It could be whatever you want, wherever you're listening. Thank you,
Tiffany. Don't know what time zones are anymore.
Appreciate that. I did not realize I learned something this week, guys. This is Nerd Talk for you at its finest. I learned that Canada is in 6 time zones.
What?
Yeah, they occupy territory in 6 time zones. Now, I don't know how it works with territories and stuff like that when it comes to us, because we have colonized a lot, obviously. But and I was trying to work out how Canada is in 6 time zones. But like, I guess lower 48. If you do that, we're in 4.
Yeah.
If you do
Puerto Rico, would be another one.
Is it another one?
Oh yeah, because
is that Eastern?
The Caribbean time zone is another hour less of us.
Well, I mean, obviously, if I learn anything from
religious right-wing hate group,
it's that Puerto Rico isn't a real place.
Oh, that's true.
It's just people speaking Spanish to make white people mad.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm going to beep out the name of that organization because I don't want to give them any airtime, even in our stupid podcast that we do.
Yeah, for real. Fine.
all those people that watch that and participate in that, you can all get
Yeah, none of them are listening to this anyway.
And if you are, like, delete yourself. Like, it's like, I'm not telling you to kill yourself. I'm saying, like, delete this podcast from your phone.
Yeah, but, you know. That's exactly what he meant.
Yeah, there we go. I was watching The Clone Wars. I'm watching, going back through the whole thing. I was watching it, and there's, like, this, like, little alien guy, and he's, like, being a bossy jerk, and this droid is, like, the bossy jerk guy's at the top of this tower, and he's, like, whining and complaining, and then he gets down, and he causes some trouble, and the droid is, like, now I wish you would have just jumped off that thing, and I was, like, this is for children! You can't be telling people to kill themselves! Good God!
We think about Tom and Jerry back in the day.
Nerd Talk is for the children. We're like, yes. Wu-Tang. Remember that time we did Nerd Talk Teen?
That was fun. That was so good. For a middle school class.
That's pretty fun. Anyway, what's been going on with you, Siege? You keeping busy?
Other than the Super Bowl last night. Yeah. Oh my God.
Did you have fun with that or did you stay home? What'd you do? What was your big,
No. We had a get together at one of my family members' house has like a gigantic 100-inch TV and a projector that they put on the giant wall above the TV. So we will go over there and we do lots of stuff over there. Like if there's like, I don't know, if there's something crazy going on, like the Stanley Cup final at the same time as something else, you got all the stuff going on and it's bigger than life and it's fun.
Okay, cool. All I watched it at my house with my child.
Nice.
And then his mother came and got him at halftime because she was worried about drunk drivers killing us if we drove after the game. And so I was like, it's a 6-minute drive, but okay. What I ended up doing was getting the game on my phone and then driving F1 with the game on the side. It was too stressful. I had to do something to distract myself or whatever. Very bad laps, though, because every time something would happen, I'd look over at the phone and then crash.
You're in the wall.
It was a whole thing. So
see, that's the difference between NASCAR and F1. If you just had, you know, the big full body car, you just hit the wall, bounce right off. Lap time, fine.
I mean, this is all game, so it doesn't really matter, but that's okay. I do want to get the NASCAR game when you come out here so we can play NASCAR or whatever.
Hell
we'll get Cool Keith over here to drive some laps. That'll be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the process of learning how to drive the car without the traction control. They have all these assists on the car to make it so you can start driving right away. Space Baby he uses all the assists.
I thought you were going to say he doesn't use any of them and he's whooping your ass.
I turn them all off except for it marks the driving line. Look at this. Good bunny.
Oh, look how handsome he is.
The author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, now our goodest bunny. Some call him Tony Pizza to you. It's Mr. President of the HOA, Brandon from the Mustache.
Oh, no. I threatened to shave it last week, you guys, and I'm on the cusp.
No!
No!
No, 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 no.
Full disclosure, I don't remember why I threatened to shave it.
Oh, because I was talking about how Republicans have mustaches.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to shave it. I'm for sure going to shave it.
No, but yours is different. You've had it for a long time, so they're copying your style, and they're going to get rid of it here pretty soon, and it's going to go back to being uncool again, and then you can just be normal.
I'm just, I was thinking back to when we were talking about shaving the mustache last week, I was thinking about where, when I started rocking it, because I had tried once and I felt really self-conscious about it because it was bad and it's still not great, but it was Chris Orlowski was my inspiration. I don't know if you remember Chris Orlowski.
Of course
from back
I remember
in the day,
Chris Orlowski and his hot wife, of course.
Yeah. Nicest dude, hottest nicest wife. Dude.
Yeah, 100%. I still go back and forth with his wife on the internet
mustache.
A lot. Yeah, best mustache for sure. And he was doing that like, that was like Fleet Fox's era mustache. Yeah. That's like... And that's what you have. You don't have cop mustache or I'll try to give him the benefit of the doubt, firefighter mustache.
I guess there's probably a spectrum, right? That we're all on.
Trains
with our facial hair. and it's like somewhere between like you've got like perv on one end of the spectrum and then like
that's
cop
you.
On the cop on the other end. And I feel like I'm definitely like I lean more perv.
Yeah, you're closer to a perv.
I'm going to show you a picture of a Formula One race car, like a legendary Formula One race car, and you tell me that this doesn't look like Chris Orlowski. I've showed this to Chris Orlowski before.
I cannot. Oh, yeah, that looks like Chris Orlowski. If Chris Orlowski grew out his hair, that would be Chris Orlowski.
At times, he's had hair like that. And so it's like, one time he posted a picture of something like that. I was like, hello, Graham Hill. I sent him a picture then. He was like, That's like scarily looks like me. I'm like, I know. At least you look like someone awesome. So a lot of Chris Orlowski talk on this pod. Who knew?
Yeah.
What if he's still doing music at all? Yeah, sub dummy. One time he came in to do my podcast. So you're in Seattle, and it was a fun chat that we got to have. And his only condition was that I bring Chowder, my dog.
Wow.
And so I brought Chowder, my dog, and she hung out. What, yeah, no joke. It's burn in hell, Chowder. Anyway, and all he kept saying was like, that dog loves you so much. She was just like looking at it. I was like, I don't, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's my dog, I guess. That's fine. But yeah, Chris, good dude. Best of the dudes, I think. So, all right. Yeah. Well, Brandon, we weren't expecting to see you so early. We already said that you would be 26 minutes late instead of 16 minutes late, which is pretty sweet.
You guys should start taking like prop bets on when I join.
Yeah, absolutely. I have this, like, I sent you guys the clip, which was so dumb of me because I had the perfect Guinness time that is so Nerd Talk related. There was a new world record for Rubik's Cubing set this week, this weekend. A Polish kid named Teodor, he is 9, and he solved a Rubik's Cube in 2.76 seconds. That's fake. I keep thinking of things that like you could compare that to. Like, what's something you can that only takes that long? And yeah, I get sex. The jokes done or yeah, whatever, okay, right? Yeah, okay, great. But there's nothing that's like a
skill. Couldn't even make the joke in that quick a time.
There's like, right. There are a few things that are a skill that take that short of time. That was you it, like crack an
was
egg
it
with
just
one
like
hand,
one okay? row off and he just twisted it?
No, it's a sanctioned. It was during a contest.
It was a Make-A-Wish Rubik's Cube.
You have the world record.
Yay! Take him out back.
Honestly, to be fair, I think if they gave me a Rubik's Cube that was only one off, I probably couldn't solve it in 2 seconds.
Wait, so I'm just supposed to turn and they're like, time's up. You're like, ah.
I can't even drink a Capri Sun that fast.
Yeah, he was at the Gdansk. Open, I can't remember, the big cube Gdansk Open over the weekend, and he set a time, it's a single, world record single of 2.76. If you want to be top three, if you want to be top five in the world at Rubik's Cube solves, you have to get sub 3.75.
Ugh.
If you want to be top 10, you have to be sub 4, I think, or sub 5, I can't remember. But like, the margins are crazy, and it just comes down to like what kind of solve you get and what kind of your reaction times are on this thing. And so this 9-year-old is potentially unbeatable.
I remember first talking to you when you were trying to do that, or when you were doing this stuff like regularly.
Yeah,
it was in the 8s.
Yeah, there was for a long time the fastest kid in Washington was like about an 8 flat. And that was 2011, maybe 2012. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. And now the world record was like 5.25. And then it was something in the 4s. And it was in the 4s forever. And then all of a sudden, all these like under 10 kids are just blasting out new records. So.
Wow.
Is this one of those things like when they set the record, is there a ton of, like, I don't know.
Activity on the subreddit cubers?
Of course. Yeah. But there are a lot of people like, well, actually, the algorithmic difficulty of this cube structure layout versus what somebody else, like he was set up. Like, yes, he broke the world record. Yeah, I'm not like, I literally have no idea where to start on solving a Rubik's Cube. So. Sure.
I start peeling the stickers off and putting them in different places
and eating them. But like not knowing, like are there people who's like are analyzing, like just over analyzing?
I will not hear this heresy.
But they where they're like, well, you know, yes, he set the record, but his degree of difficulty for blah blah blah.
Yeah, I can answer that. There is a. The way that they have a scrambling generator, a scramble generator, and there's a minimum number of turns that a cube has to be scrambled in terms of, like, you can't solve this in fewer than 16.
Is it a machine?
I think it is. No. The humans actually do the scrambling. They should get a machine, so it'd make
it so
much
faster. I was
going to
say, can you imagine how much time and money we've wasted on stupid things like making a scrambling generator?
This feels like a human... Like the scrambler sounds like a Riddler and Joker type.
The scrambler also performs abortions.
It sounds like an amazing like carnival ride.
All in one.
You're gonna break your back, vomit, and you know, terminate a pregnancy.
God.
Trigger warning.
all for six tickets.
I only have five.
Yeah. I'll get you, Batman. Boo.
I'll meet you behind the shed over there and get you that extra one. Anyway. Yeah, so there is a minimum, and then everyone gets the same scramble in that competition. So if it's like there's probably 10 scrambles generated, and the first five are what's used for the first five rounds, and then there's extras just in case some technical thing happens that's out of your, like the timer doesn't start correctly or whatever. If there's like a, what is it, force de majeure, then they have backup scrambles ready to go. But then every round there's another set of scrambles ready to go, and so it's the same for everybody. So
every kid gets their thing twisted the same.
Okay, well,
I mean, whatever.
By the carny
in the scrambler.
Could have said that 100 ways, and you chose that one.
That's the one,
obviously.
Yeah.
Also,
unfortunately, probably not brand new sentence. But
damn it!
Yeah. Proud of you for having that. Yeah, in the first round of 3x3 for Rubik's Cube, there's a we'll all get the same scrambles. What blows my mind is the scrambler is that there's kids that'll, when they're done, they'll go back and they'll talk about it, and they'll be like, well, after this is what I, and they're like, hey, yeah, me too. So they're like seeing a scrambled cube and getting to the same conclusions because they have a similar style or whatever. I don't remember how it started. I'm like, that first one, there was a white one, and it was easier. That's like,
I the ate the I red do. Sticker and
yeah, exactly. then my mom had to follow me around for a week waiting to collect it.
I don't know why I thought the red and the yellow would taste different, but they didn't.
Doesn't taste like orange.
They're all the same flavors.
Code theory my ass. Anyway. Yeah. So yes, to Brandon, to answer your question, there is discussion though of like everyone acknowledges that solve is a fluke because it's like there's no way that kid before his, what they look at is they look at average of five. Mm-hmm. And so he's still the world record holder, and there's no taking that away from him. But in terms of as a top competitor, he's still probably not a top 10 top competitor yet. He probably will be. But because his average is like just sub six or something like that.
So to put this in like average white dude terms, this is his Rubik's Cube handicap.
If we're talking golf, yeah, he's probably a 2 second handicap compared to his best ever time.
Got it.
Do you guys know that Fruit Loops are all the same flavor?
You know, my tongue says that's true, but I did not know that.
Yeah,
that feels.
Somebody asked the scrambler.
Scrambler. We need a
we need a scrambler sound.
The scrambler.
It's got to be like part Wheel of Death, part Freebird.
I also want it to be like Law and Order gavel sound, you know, like something like concussive in there, I think is the right word. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, new Rubik's Cube world record of 2.76 seconds. The kid also holds another record for fastest 2x2 solve. There's Rubik's Cubes come in different sizes. The traditional cube that has been beloved by families around the world is a 3x3x3. The 2x2 is a much faster solve. We're talking, the world record is like 0.44 seconds or something like that.
Is that 2x2 little squares or 2x2 inches?
Squares, but it could be inches.
2x2, two cubes.
Yeah, cubes is what they call
a face of four.
Yeah, it's two by two by two.
And I was going to say, are there different world records for different size cubes? Meaning, like, if it was still 3x3 squares, but it was like 8 inches.
Oh, it was an 18-inch cube. It only
looks bigger because your hands are small, you little baby.
There are not. I think there are probably rules to. There's probably rules to what you can
standardize cube sizes.
Yeah.
You guys, while we're debating this, Gravy is doing a live Fruit Loops taste test.
Is he? Oh yeah, he is. See, they're all. Look, close your eyes.
You gotta close your eyes to do it.
Wait, no, Gravy. Yeah. Gravy, before I see that you're bringing the microphone up to your mouth, do it on mute. I need to judge by your facial reaction if they taste the same or different.
I already did it.
Oh. Okay. Well, you've absolutely not acknowledged the doing it on mute part of what I asked.
Well, I don't talk at all. So, yeah. My brain tells me yellow is different, but it definitely isn't. It's all the same.
There we go.
Tastes like pee.
I didn't hear what you said, but okay.
So it tastes like pee. I'm glad we unmuted the audio to listen to the creakle of the bag.
Gravy, can you mute yourself again, buddy? Thank you. Okay, so let's go over some Rubik's Cube world records right now.
Wait, what are some things that we can taste test? Hold on.
The current single is a 2.76 by Teodor Zadzier of Poland. There's a Chinese kid whose name I can't even begin to pronounce who has the average. It is...
I can pronounce it.
Of the beginning of January 10th and 11th was the Beijing winter, he got a 3.84 second average. And wow. So on a 5 average, you drop the slowest and the fastest. For your average of 5. And so he had guess what his slowest speed was? Anyone?
69.
Wait, you said his average is 3.85?
Yeah, 8.4, yeah.
Oh, 3.84. And you drop your slowest?
Mm-hmm.
5 seconds.
4.20.
5.09 is his
average.
What? Hey, 5.09. That's Spokane's area code, you guys.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. His fastest solve of the day was 3.37. That's what my girlfriend in high school used to put at the end of her pages to me because her name is Leanne. So 3.37 is Lee.
Oh.
I'm haunted by that to this very day.
Wow. It took me until you were done describing that it was her name, Lee, to remember what a pager was.
I have two of them right here.
When you says pages, I was like, wait, she wrote something? Like, what did she write down on a page? Like, it took me a second to...
So before we had cell
phones... As a person who never used a pager because they were obsolete by the time that I was using technology.
Oh, God, that's right.
So before we had cell phones, we had pagers, and usually it was for emergency room doctors and drug dealers, but then... There was a pager boom in the late 90s where that's how your friends could get in touch with you. And it was crazy. Like my buddy who was basically homeless but living with his church friends and stealing their food. Had a system. He stole somebody's calling card number because that was a thing.
You remember those too? And then he would
go to payphone. So Brandon, before you could just call somebody in a different state. You had to be able to pay for it, to pay for the connection. And so if you had like a calling plan from AT&T or one of my first ever jobs, I worked selling long distance for MCI.
That was a
long distance company. You had to have that. And so you'd have a calling card and then you could call people either locally, it turns out, with when it's stolen and you're trying to get your friends or whatever. Or you could call
have to use any time minutes?
Yeah, I when I first started with a cell phone, we had minutes and then you had a limited number of text messages before you started, like before they started costing money, like a lot.
One of the most attractive people I've ever fooled around with, Amy? She had a, excuse me? You just keep saying things when I'm talking.
We both said me at the same time.
Before pre-mustache, so it wasn't the most attractive. But okay.
One of. Okay.
She got unlimited texting before I did, and she would text me nonstop, and I would be like, "This is costing me a effing fortune."
It is a dime every time you text me.
I hope she'll hook up with me. And it was years later that she did, and I was like, "This is amazing, worth it." Yeah, that extra $17 a month I didn't have that I was putting into my cell phone plan for texting 5 cents a text or whatever was great. At some point, I was like, you got to stop texting me. You have to call me. And she'd be like, okay. And she called me and talked to me on the phone until like 3 in the morning. It was awesome. Different time, fellas. Different time.
Yes. The good old days.
Anyway, the pager thing was crazy because like my buddy always needed rides because he was basically homeless but living at his church friend's house and stealing their food. And so he came up with a grid system and he printed it out for me and made me keep it in my wallet. So he would text me. I don't know what his code was, you know, like 69420 or whatever. And then he would put two numbers for a cross section of where he was in town. So 420, 16, or 69, 420, and then you'd be like, 0309. I'd be like, he's at Manal in Wyoming? Okay, cool. And then I would drive over there and pick him up.
He also invented Google Maps.
Yeah, I mean, right?
It was ingenious, to be fair, other than the crime part where he had stolen someone's calling
card. It does sound like this man had a lot of talent and resourcefulness that was misplaced.
I don't think he was misplaced at all. I think he's your dad.
Might be my dad. Did he live under a bridge?
Guys, he sold me real good drugs. You might be onto something. I don't know.
You guys know because we went to my office and we rode scooters under the bridge where we believe that my dad lives.
We passed him.
I still work in that office, and so every time I see that bridge, I think about that moment.
So maybe you're going to go scooting by there, and Siege is going to be there doing drugs with a homeless guy, and you're going to be like,
"That looks up, buddy? That looks a lot like me."
Dads?
Dads.
Should get you a set of binoculars just to have at your desk. Look over there every once in a while.
Yeah.
I see my homeless dad. I say dad, and I see Siege. I say daddy.
Dad and daddy.
There you go. Okay. Well, let's find out the conclusion to our research as well as This Week in Dreams when we come back for more Nerd Talk Plus. Okay, we now go to Nerd Talk Plus producer Sean Tasty Gravy Not Gervin to find out the conclusion of this week's big question. Question of the week, if you will. Sean, is there a difference in taste between all of the different Fruit Loops, or are they all the same flavor?
They're all the same.
And there you have it, this week in this week's question of the week.
You know what, though? Also, Trix are different flavors.
Wow, basically the same product. So Trix are like the Skittles of cereal.
Kinda, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I think I just said something cool.
That's a new sentence.
I guarantee I said that high once.
I want a bowl of Skittles covered in milk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically ice cream. Like, it's just the ice. I want a creamsicle.
You want a creamsicle?
Yeah, not.
Somebody told me I taste like a creamsicle. Smell like a creamsicle. Smell.
Also, I mean, smell and taste are related.
Yeah.
You know the new Taco Bell's churros?
Yeah.
They got the creamsicle cream in the middle.
Wait, what? Oh, I thought you meant the little cinnamon things.
Yeah, they have little churros. Go on your app.
I don't go to fast food anymore.
No, that was just January.
I'll make an exception.
Ever since we shamed him for how many McDonald's points he had.
Oh, no. I feel no shame. I got a notification the other day where it was like, you got 9,000 points that are about to expire. And I was like, you're not better than me, McDonald's.
9,000 that are about to expire.
You're like, wow. It's shaking. It's fake money. It's fake money. You can't lose it if it's not real money.
Oh, no, there is definitely a part of me, the frugal conservative raised part of me, that's like, you're just wasting money, dog. And then, I get that part, but
let's go get like 40 fries.
I've had fast food twice since the end of January. One, I had McDonald's breakfast because I was killing time and I was like, I want McDonald's breakfast. So, and it was just before the Super Bowl. So that was 2 days yesterday.
It was a long time ago yesterday.
And then, I had to use some of those points before they expire.
I've only had McDonald's twice in the last 3 days.
And both of them were yesterday.
Yeah. When you said you only had fast food twice since the end of, I was like, oh man, since the end of last year? That's crazy. And you were like, since the end of basically a week ago.
Since the end of Monday.
I could have said since the end of last year because it's still true. But I did cave and go get Taco Bell when January ended because I was like, I want fast food. I'm going to get me some Taco Bell because that's the one I miss the most. And then, yeah, now the Lux Box, which is what I go for, no longer has nachos in it. It has a little cinnamon twist, and that's a upgrade. That's a way better thing. The nachos at Taco Bell.
They charge you more to get the nachos. Like at 80 cents.
Yeah, that sounds so good, though.
So dude, it's like, get the churros. Get the
okay,
churros.
Okay, so the churros. Okay, I'll look in the app for sure, okay? Yeah. Oh, man, I want
it's like
man.
Thick cinnamon twists with cream inside like, of them.
They were there in the, it sounds like they were like part of the halftime show.
Yeah. Man. I need to sit on the scrambler.
Anyway, this is episode 505. And Brandon, you just made a point a minute ago about episode about 509 being Spokane and your homeless dad's area code, which is awesome. And so
you guys are going to come here for episode 509?
Hell yeah.
Don't you threaten a good time. Have you told Cage yet? That's the big question. Anyway, episode 505 this week, and 505 is the area code, well, it was when I lived there at least, for all of New Mexico. So, ooh. I thought maybe we could do some New Mexico fun facts this week.
Oh, I like that.
Wow.
I'm going to Arizona on Saturday, which is also a state down there.
Okay, great.
It is kind of down there, huh?
It is the more racist of the two. Congratulations.
As you would say.
You why do you mustache. Think I'm going?
You and your mustache will have a great time.
I was going to say, Spokane to Arizona?
See, do you think you have any?
I'm tired of not having very many minorities to be mean to in Spokane, so I needed to go somewhere else.
I feel like there's plenty of minorities in Spokane to be mean to, first of all, and I feel like ICE activity in Arizona is going to be way worse than anywhere, than, well, Spokane, at least, so... Yeah. See, do you have any sound effects that we could do for fun facts about New Mexico? Do you have anything that might work? I don't know. I'm trying to think
give
what
me
that would be.
Just a sec here.
Hot.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Okay. Then, yeah.
Yeah, they do love that.
These all feel like these crank. All feel like they fit.
Yeah. Basically, if it's bad, it works for New Mexico. New Mexico, not a great state. There you go. Fun facts about New Mexico.
This
hot.
Has been
hot garbage.
Okay, so garbage. Okay, so let's just do some basic stuff. Do you guys know what the nickname for the state of New Mexico is? Double dildo robot. Mexico.
Oh, wow.
I mean, a robot Mexico would be the newer Mexico.
It's true.
Yeah.
Remind me of a kaiju later. We'll talk about it after New Mexico. After
wow.
this week.
Double dildo reminds you of a kaiju?
Remind me, after this week in New Mexico, remind me of kaiju stuff. I feel like it's going to be... Lobo something.
It's the land of enchantment.
I was gonna say something about sunsets.
I thought that was Wild Waves.
Lobo something?
No, the land of enchantment.
R.I.P. Wild Waves, man. Yeah. Oh boy.
What was it called? The Enchanted Forest? What was that? The
Enchantment Under the Sea Dance.
That's what it is for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It was the 47th state. And wow. It was ratified in my grandfather's year of birth, 1912.
Wow.
The population as of the previous census in 2025 was just over 2 million people.
Dude, the house that I'm sitting in right now existed before New Mexico was a state.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But did it have half-naked men in the walls? That's the big question.
Yes.
In New Mexico?
New Mexico
probably.
Or my house?
Your house.
Yes.
Depending on which conquistadors were there, yes.
They are you guys have also been to, well, Siege has been to my in-laws' house, and they
Hogwarts. They,
lots of naked men in the walls there.
My, well, not quite. My,
it's not gay if they're slaves.
My, they are. My mother-in-law is having the. This is gonna sound. I should have thought about this before I said. My mother-in-law is having the guest house redone.
Sounds right. Accurate.
Yeah,
and is so there's also a horse house, or is it?
No, this is less of a horse house. This looks more like
a whorehouse.
More like a hunting lodge. They've basically
they hunt horses.
It's really,
get the ghosts?
It's really easy. They come up to you. They're wearing their saddle and everything. You just shoot them. It's like so simple.
I made a lot of sausage the other day. It was awesome.
Gave me so much money. They, sorry, I don't know if we can say that.
That got beeped.
Okay, great.
The giant national, worldwide chain.
Yeah. But they were, so they've been tearing everything out of this house, all the way down to the studs. And I got a text from the contractor today, because the contractor who's doing the remodel is a friend of mine. And he texted me today and he said, "Yo, did you go to the guest house on the 19th Friday? Did you see the bones the plumbers found underground?"
What?
Wow.
They left it by the kitchen area on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And I said, "No, I didn't. That's crazy. What kind of bones?"
"What kind of bones?"
He's like,
"They sent you a dick pic?" He's like, "These bones, man." This is a great prank. We should pull this on someone.
Dude, I'm really worried. I found this bone. It was,
whoa, I thought he was really gonna be like,
"Yeah, I don't know what it is. Send me a pic."
I thought he was gonna be like, "Were you at the guest house on Saturday? We got there on Sunday and there's jizz everywhere."
Anyway, he said he did not know what kind of bones they were. He didn't look close enough. They got rid of them.
Oh, yeah, that works.
This house, are they human, do you think?
I don't know, but here's a little bit of backstory about their house.
Thank God you can't tell race by bones, because that could be real bad.
It is considered, there weren't enough people of color in Spokane ever.
Especially after that.
That house specifically is thought to be, I mean, it's like on websites about haunted homes in Washington State. And
I knew I got fingered while I was there.
There is the story is that there was this doctor there that was performing illegal abortions.
I did!
It's the Scrambler!
It's the Scrambler! The Scrambler got me!
You got scrambled.
At Easter dinner.
That's his catchphrase. You got scrambled.
Alabama Freebird plays.
Now I want a version where the band Alabama. "Hi, we're Alabama." They cover Freebird. That's the music for it.
Anyway, what's this about New Mexico?
So the capital city, you guys know what that is?
Santa Fe?
Yeah, give him a point on the board.
Hi.
Biggest city in New Mexico is Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Do you guys know...
I think I left at Albuquerque.
Do you guys know the state bird of New Mexico? It's not the turkey, Brandon. Settle down.
Oh. Can't have that. Vulture.
Is it the yellow-tufted dactus?
No.
That's the best bird, though.
The wizard bird is the best bird, first of all.
Well, that's the best sound. The yellow-tufted dactus is the one that looks like Baja Blast.
Okay, hold on.
One moment.
I'm sorry, what? The yellow what?
Yellow-tufted dactus. D-A-C-N-I-S.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Can we...
Yep, looks like Baja Blast.
Yellow-confirmed. Tufted Dachnus.
Yeah, that is...
That is a Baja Blast bird.
If you put that into a blender, you get a Baja Blast.
With blood.
Yeah.
My favorite is the its the brother that looks very, very similar. It's called the Blackface Dachnus.
Well, that got him canceled, I guess. That's,
it's Midnight Dachnus. It's Midnight Baja Blast.
That bird's getting a text from Tony Hinchcliffe right now to be like, hey, you want to come stay in Texas with me?
Anyway. Wait, so what is the state bird of New Mexico?
I'll give you a clue. Meep, meep.
Oh, the Roadrunner?
Yeah. The Greater Roadrunner is the...
The Greater? Is there... What's the Lesser Roadrunner?
The Lesser Roadrunner.
That's the one that got caught by Wile E. Coyote.
It's the one that's in the blender. It got scrambled.
It got scrambled.
The Scrambler.
And the state flower of New Mexico, the yucca flower. Well, isn't that nice?
Ooh. That's nice.
New Mexico, the fifth largest state in the nation. That's nice.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It doesn't seem that big. Yeah.
It's got to be like Alaska, California,
this is how, Texas. This is how I learned how to convince people that it's bigger than it looks.
Grow up in New Mexico.
Gugurth is New the Mexico. New Mexico of the penis.
New Mexico has Gugurth.
New Mexico also very square.
It is Gugurth. Something in the water.
Just doing my people proud. The colonized people, not the...
Yeah. Yeah. So let's see. You've got Alaska, Texas, California.
Florida, Montana? Or no, Montana, Florida?
Montana? No.
I think
maybe like Nebraska?
No, Montana's bigger than Nebraska. Nebraska's just flat. You know, I'm thinking if you stretch... Like all you guys the mountains like me to stretch it out.
Would you guys like me to read the list?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say was number one?
Alaska.
Oh, I wasn't doing it in any sort of order, but...
I was.
California.
Okay, let's go. Siege, point for you.
Cool.
Can you hot. Agree?
Okay, great. Thank you. Number two behind Alaska.
Texas.
California. Texas. Point for Brandon.
Garbage.
Number three?
California.
Point for Brandon.
Garbage.
Number four?
This is where it gets interesting.
Florida.
No, you said Montana. I'm going to say...
Okay, Montana.
Montana, say, point for our siege.
Hi.
That's good.
Number five, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
What?
Point for Brandon.
Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, Oregon, and Wyoming wrap up the top 10.
All those big old stupid squares.
Yeah,
small state
squares. Rhode Island.
Nice. Second smallest state?
Ooh.
Delaware.
Ooh, yeah.
Well done. Nice. If Puerto Rico was a state, it would be between Delaware and number 48, Connecticut.
Ooh.
New Jersey, just bigger than that. Literal garbage.
Then you got to feel like Vermont's
right
hot there.
Garbage.
Thank you. New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Maryland, West Virginia, and South Carolina wrap up the bottom 10 sizes.
Wow.
So,
the worst 10.
So this is my problem, is that it says state and territory, and it says total area, land area. None of them, why is there no column on Wikipedia for Gugurth?
Which one is most Gugurthian?
Yeah, which one is the closest to the perfect circumference to whatever
so
the other
we
gotta is?
Assume
circumference.
Circumference. Utah has got to be quite Gugurthian.
It's got that weird little bump on the side of it, though.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but I mean, not everybody's
that
perfect. Yeah, I probably should get that looked
at. Utah is uncircumcised.
Yeah. Colorado's a perfect square.
Yeah.
Okay, so check this out. Actually, this is interesting.
What's the most circumcised state?
Okay, dude, this is messed up.
Arizona had the tip nipped off.
I feel like New York kind of looks like the tip of a...
Enough. I've got breaking news. Breaking news!
Breaking news. Dear, dear, dear.
I mean, it's Florida, but...
Breaking news, on a quick glance, New Mexico, total area, 121,509, these are just the same thing, basically. Still, total area, 121,500 square miles, land area, 121,300 square miles. That's a 200-mile difference almost giving it perfect girth.
Wait.
Don't worry about it. It actually isn't impressive if you think about it too much. Things that I've said before.
That's definitely been said before.
I like how it's like, it's if you've grown up in New Mexico, you've been preconditioned to defend your massive penis.
Yes, massive is what I'm defending. Don't no one go back and listen to any previous episode of this show.
Yeah. So, I guess massive by volume?
Proportional by volume.
Proportional by volume. Okay. How many Bs? How many Bs in your D?
600.
I kind of want to know that just for my own. How many mouthfuls is my wiener?
Well, if we can convert your wiener to bees, and we know that if your mouth, my mouth holds 100 milliliters, and 100 milliliters turns out is 100 bees.
Okay. Are we going to do the thing with the cup? Get a cup with water in it.
So we can know how many?
Oh, that's good. I should get a graduated cylinder and see how much. And then we'll figure out how many bees fit into that space.
I'm gonna need more of a pipette.
Hold on, though. While we're at it, we should make clona willies. We're already dipping our dogs in
and fill them with bees.
Why is mine buzzing?
It's an organic vibrator.
For instance, Washington State is 71,298 square miles, but it only has a land area of 66,000, which I don't understand.
All those holes in it, they're filled with water.
Must be like water area.
So I think wouldn't we really be discussing the length of the perimeter of the state and the how many miles?
It's called a circumference.
The circumference. Yeah. How long is Washington's circumference? And
state conference.
Yeah. So, like, what's the, gravy, do a Google.
Well, unfortunately, what we're dealing with here is two-dimensional math. We need three dimensions in order for this to work, because you got to do around versus long, right?
You're right.
Another brainy conversation on Nerd Talk Plus.
Maybe it's just how wide versus how tall.
I think Florida probably has closer to girth than I don't know.
It's Florida, I know, has more coastline than any state other than Alaska.
Hold on. I think, Brandon, I think you're onto something here. Like, which state is closest to the perfect square?
Yeah.
Because that would give you.
That's got to be New Mexico.
What do you call it, like the Mercator projection? That's the Gergerthian projection.
Yeah.
The Gergerthian projection.
Which state is the closest to being a square? Gravy, if you could find that out, that'd be awesome. We're already at time, guys. We haven't even gotten to a proper story yet. We've talked about dongs, of course, because why? How would we not? But
and Taco Bell birds.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the Baja Blast bird. What was the Tarn? Is that what it was called? The mustache bird?
The best bird.
Man.
Yeah, it's called an Inca Tern.
Yes.
It's the least real. It's the most AI-generated looking bird of all time.
Breaking news. Thank you, Siege. Breaking news. New Mexico is often considered the most square state in the U.S., with only about 11% of its territory falling outside a perfect rectangle.
Wow.
Followed by Wyoming, 30%, and Colorado, losers, 33%. While often perceived as squares, Colorado and Wyoming have more boundary lines due to slight survey adjustments, making them less geometrically perfect.
Wow.
Of having Gergerthian projection.
Look, like it's New Mexico. You.
It makes
it's
sense.
You. It all You're the perfect, together. Perfect representation of New Mexico.
God, I am a person of the land. The conquered land.
I was going to say, you should get that stolen New Mexico Native American insignia tattooed right on your chest right here.
Perfect. I am a child of New Mexico for real. Great Googling there, Gravy. Great job. That was great.
Ooh, fun fact that you brought to me the other day.
Yeah.
Oh. Mayor of Miami.
Oh.
Went to New Mexico.
New Mexican, yeah.
That's right.
Oh, man, I have some stuff that we're just going to run a little long because I've got something that we've got to get to.
I saw you talked about the kaiju.
Oh, my God. We'll talk kaijus next on Nerd Talk Plus. And we're back. I've been listening to a ton of NPR recently because I'm depressed and nothing is entertains me, but I love the modern presentation of NPR. I don't necessarily care about the content as much as I like Steve Inskeep being like, is that his name? Whatever. And Kai Rizdahl reading me news about stuff in a way that it, like, oh, this is nice. I like his voice. He's a nice person. I should do this. This would be good for me. but anyway, I'm listening to at 1 o'clock, I think, or 2 o'clock, maybe 1 o'clock every day, there's the BBC News Hour. Mm. And so I'm listening at a BBC journalist who does like interviews with people all the time. And he is a dick about things.
Oh, he's the BBC's BBC.
And he doesn't let people off the hook. He like grills people, like typically the Republicans, but you know, whatever. It's always okay. Great. I just like hearing the news and not having to really think about anything, but just liking their voices. Okay. So then he gets to a segment. This guy is no fun. I can't remember his name, but he's no fun. He gets to a segment and he's now interviewing a guy about he's interviewing a guy about eating iguanas in Florida.
Hell yeah.
Because of the cold weather, this BBC journalist is interviewing this guy who's like, bro, it is awesome when it's cold out because then we can catch us some iguanas. And he sounds like a just like stereotypical stoner Florida guy
who's
like
yeah.
pretty dumb sounding, but also he's caught hundreds of iguanas since it got cold out.
Yeah.
And there's places to drop them off. So you can drop off iguanas at the iguana depository because they're an invasive species and they're not good for Florida, whatever, plant and ecology. I mean, no worse than Floridians, but okay, fine, that's fine. But there is
it's true.
It okay. is hard to imagine two people at the opposite ends of a spectrum than the BBC journalist and the definitely high and full of iguana meat Florida person. And I text Siege.
This is my life.
I text Siege to be like, I'm currently listening to the only thing I've ever heard. This BBC journalist starts laughing because he's like, he can't believe how insane this is. The guy does a plug for his own pizza shop that he's got.
Yeah,
he's
putting iguana on pizza.
And the guy's like, oh, okay, a plug, I suppose. Like he just calls around. The guy's like, yeah. And he keeps talking about it. And the guy's just laughing. I'm like, this is amazing. You got the BBC guy to crack, and this is great. So Siege said it'll still be cold enough to be relevant next episode. Here we are. And then I said, oh, good. They're using the eggs of iguanas to make omelets.
Dude, they're doing everything with the iguana. So I've seen the guys with the iguana meat. There's a guy who made full-on iguana tacos.
This is not the reaction you gave me. You were like, what? That's a great idea.
Dude, it was a great idea. And then I started digging into it deep. We've had a week, Greg. You know, the amount of iguanas that have fallen out of trees because of the temperatures dropping, the amount that was turned in alone is staggering. It was like over 5,100. It was like almost 5,200 iguanas were turned in.
One for every foot in a mile. That's a mile of iguanas laid next to each other.
If they were each only a foot long, if you lined them up, that would probably be about 3 to 4 miles of iguanas.
Because iguanas aren't weird shaped. Ah, is that Gurgurth?
Yeah, it's a Gurgurthian iguana. Why is it orange?
Are you gonna? I like the idea of running like a instead of running like a 5K or a 10K, you're gonna run the 40 iguana.
That's how they measure people for football in Florida. It's the iguana dash.
Americans will use anything but the metric system. Yes.
Floridians will use anything except for numbers.
How many iguanas is that?
Anyway, I thought that was amazing that all it took to make to bring down journalism at its finest was Florida. I think that's
true, man.
So I mean, I guess
look what we've done to this show.
Yeah, because what we were doing before this definitely journalism. I guess it makes sense that like iguanas are reptiles, so they lay eggs, but obligatory iguana have egg. Is bird. So iguanas are birds, which makes sense why they're falling out of trees.
Yeah. Well, why they're in trees at least. I don't know if the falling out part is because
it's because they're cold, right?
Oh, they're definitely falling out. Yeah. There's like one on my back patio right now.
That's why
right
the squirrels fall out of my out of the trees at my park.
That's because they're humping though.
That's
right?
Sexy.
Yeah, I think
that's
so. Do you think that they have egg? Squirrel in tree.
Yeah, bird.
Squirrel in tree is bird.
Is bird. Yeah. Confirmed. Canon.
But guys, we looked this up because we were because iguanas have eggs, and I was like, well, why don't we eat those? Because this is what started all. Is like we know turkeys have eggs, so why don't we eat them? I like when we looked up the description of an iguana egg and like what it would be like. It sounds so much better than a regular chicken egg. Like the way that it's described is like it'd be much creamier and richer.
Yes, the guy who was doing the actual cooking bit doing this used the eggs and a little bit of oil, and actually built a full guacamole out of the eggs. And it was, looking at the texture of it, it was like the creamiest.
A crock-a-mole, maybe?
It's an iguacamole.
Iguacamole. God damn it.
I saw one video where a guy had collected like 30 frozen iguanas and then put it on him, and he was like, look, it's my blanket.
Yep.
I was like, all right.
Yeah, there were just people walking around in like downtown Fort Lauderdale with like 10 or 15 of them, just carrying them around. Just like, yo, check it out. I got my iguanas.
They're colorful, man. I didn't realize it came in such a variety of colors. They look, they're like the Baja Blast of lizards.
Really? It's like all the different flavors of Mountain Dew are represented in the iguana community.
We've got the Skittles of cereal. We've got the Baja Blast of lizards. Like Greg's just the namer. He's a namer.
I think I might be hungry, guys. Yeah.
Look what a month without fast food has done to you.
Arguably, it's made me better.
for what it's worth, it's only been about a day without fast food.
Okay, I have a question. Siege, can you play me a sound effect here, please? It's This Week in Blimps, but kaiju. Thank you, Brandon.
Well, I feel like it's a lot of setup for not a great payoff anymore. But I was watching
how the show works. You listen to
it is this entire show. Yeah, it's also. It seems like I've learned how to describe my stories the same way that Greg learned how to describe everything from New Mexico. I was watching. I think I discovered a new kaiju. Is the news that I have this week?
Okay,
I was watching The Little Mermaid with my kids yesterday.
Hi.
Yes. Bang. Yes, Greg.
What movie were you watching?
The Little Mermaid. Oh. Has Greg seen a film? Brave Little Toaster?
Mermaid. No.
Wow.
Have I jerked off to The Little Mermaid? Absolutely. But
$100, dude. That's $100 thingamajigs.
$100 bones, says Greg, your contractor.
Greg doesn't get that reference. Little Mermaid, and spoiler alert, Greg, sorry. Ursula gets a lot of power and
who's
grows.
Ursula?
She grows
Ursula's
to the side.
Like the thick Latina house mother.
So yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's the good person? This is made by racist white people. Okay, never mind. She's obviously the devil. Okay, got it.
She's
got it.
Purple for the most part. She gets she turns goth. Into like a massive she's like
she's
a goth
octopus?
She's a goth drag queen octopus.
Goth-tipus.
Yeah. She's a goth octopus.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She grows to the size of... So she's a big old lady with all of her legs are tentacles like an octopus.
Mm-hmm. And, I somehow knew that.
Greg has also after Ursula. She grows to the size
I'm sure
of,
there's porn of it.
Yeah, 100%. There's tentacles, so obviously.
I'll send you a link.
Be right back.
She grows to the size of essentially like Godzilla in the middle of the sea, and she commands the sea. And I would like to enter her into the Book of Kaiju as a formidable foe. I would love to see her do battle with Godzilla.
I would just like to enter her.
For the Ursula in you or the tentacle porn lover and others. Here we go.
What is it? You're opening a link from Siege after this conversation?
No, I would not do that. I looked it up myself.
Okay.
You looked it up yourself?
That's not quite what I was looking for, but yeah. I'll keep looking. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
It's fine. Just escorts.
Little Mermaid, the trans, does this tentacle field need a not safe for work? Yes. No, I don't want to log in. God damn it.
You have an account to that website?
Ursula just kind of looks like
Rule 34.
It's just Eddie Izzard in drag.
Oh hey. My god. That's awesome. I know who
how
that
dare
is.
You disrespect her with that. Which is really not disrespect, but also
it's exactly what she looks like.
Well, that was removed by Imgur. All right, up.
Oh. We looking for Ursula porn?
I tried. Yeah.
I'll send you my folder on the Google links.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Thanks, dog. Appreciate that. Yeah. Okay. I have a couple quick things, real quick. If you also got paid per poop,
ooh,
which would make you more money per year? And hold on, I'm going to say $50 per poop, $100 per completion, per jorking it. Which do you think would pay you more in a year? Because I did that math quickly and I was like, I probably still poop more than I, you know.
I pooped 5 times today, so... Yeah. I feel like I would have done pretty well.
Bro, you probably have an allergy to something. You ever thought about that?
No, I have.
Have you been tested?
It is the day after the Super Bowl. I feel like it is just the food in my body.
Yeah.
And also, here's the thing. I think I would make more pooping because I hate myself. And so, like, ooh. causing myself pain, like, you know, like causing yourself pleasure to make $100, it sounds fine.
Wait till he learns about BDSM, because you can have pain for pleasure that way too, buddy.
I don't understand. You guys not jork it when you poop?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Ha, 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 ha.